I'm Xochitl Mora. Welcome to your McAllen Minutes. If you missed the McAllen City Commission meeting of March 11th, don't worry. Here's a brief recap of what was discussed. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos called the McAllen City Commission meeting to order, and after the Pledge of Allegiance, District 5 Commissioner Victor Sebi Haddad gave the invocation. The meeting began with a proclamation read by District 4 Commissioner Rudy Castillo in recognition of International Grant Professionals Day, joined by Grant Administrator and Community Development Block Grant Director Julia Lash and her department. The City of McAllen's Grant Administration Department is composed of grant professionals who are responsible for securing millions of dollars each year to support programs and services throughout the community. The City of McAllen has effectively administered and customized its grants, administration, and community development programs for over 50 years, and as a result, has improved the conditions in our city, including the management of over $80 million in funding for community development programs through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and $385 million awarded through federal, state, and local funding. Congratulations to Julia and her team, and keep up the good work. Under the consent agenda, commissioners approved submitting the required certified and assurance documents to the Federal Transit Administration and the Texas Department of Transportation to follow required mandates to continue receiving federal and state grant funding for projects. Commissioners approved an award of contract to Red Wing Brands of America, Inc. for 10 safety leather boots for various City of McAllen departments. Commissioners authorized a resolution for a grant application submission to the Office of the Governor for funding under the FY 2025 Border Zone Fire Department's grant program, which provides funding to professional fire departments along the Texas-Mexico border for specialized equipment, maintenance, and medical supplies to support emergency services associated with the execution of border security activities. The City of McAllen will seek funding for the purchase of two 2024 MedStat MS-500 vehicles. The grant request is estimated at $187,000 with no local match. Commissioners authorized a resolution for the submission of a grant application to the Texas Office of the Governor FY 2025 Texas Anti-Gang or TAG program, which provides funding for projects that support regional multidisciplinary approaches to combat gang violence through the coordination of gang prevention, intervention, and suppression activities. The grant for operational infrastructure to support the Rio Grande Valley TAG Center is in the amount of $600,000 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized a resolution for the submission of a grant application to the Texas Historical Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to funding for cultural heritage and arts projects. The grant, in the amount of $5,000, is to continue beautification efforts and other arts initiatives. Commissioners authorized a resolution for the submission of a grant application to the National Endowment for the Arts Challenge America FY 2024 grant, which provides funding to support projects that revolve around arts and cultural activities and promote artful lives in underserved communities. The grant, in the amount of $10,000, is a one-for-one match for the development of a cultural inclusive mural in partnership with Metro McAllen. Commissioners approved tax refunds over $500 to various McAllen taxpayers. Commissioners approved the following co-op purchase: a purchase contract in the amount of $64,588.04 to United Ag and Turf through Sourcewell for a precision sprayer. Under bids and contracts, commissioners approved an award of engineering services contract in the amount of $496,669.45 for design development to RRP Consulting Engineers for the underground pedestrian crossing at Houston Avenue. Commissioners authorized an award of contract in the amount of $1,391,424.77 to Econ Group, LLC of Edinburgh for the construction of the Northwest Blue Line Regional Stormwater Detention Facility project to help increase carrying and storage capacity of the drainage channel system. The project is part of the 2018 Drainage Improvement Bond Project. Commissioners authorized an award of contract in the amount of $14,096 a month to B2Z Engineering for construction management services overseeing the construction of Quinta Mazatlan Center for Urban Ecology. Commissioners authorized an award of contract in the amount of $1,534,011.85 to Cutler Repaving Inc. from Lawrence, Kansas for the annual recycling and repaving project of 9.8 centerline miles of McAllen City streets. Commissioners authorized an award of contract in the amount of $92.22 a ton to Terra Firma Materials for Type D hot mix asphaltic concrete for the street recycling and repaving project. Under ordinances, commissioners approved an ordinance for a budget amendment in the amount of $104,411 for emergency air conditioning repairs and entrance gate replacement at Quinta Mazatlan. Under resolutions, commissioners approved a resolution to suspend the April 4, 2024 effective date of the proposed rate change by AEP Texas and authorize the City of McAllen to intervene in the company's rate case proceeding before the Public Utility Commission. Under the manager's report, Assistant City Manager and Emergency Operations Coordinator Mr. Jeff Johnston gave an update on the number of migrant asylum seekers being brought by Border Patrol to the Catholic Charities Respite Center. Johnston updated the community on the slowly decreasing number of immigrants being received, averaging less than 175 immigrants per day. Last week, the total number of immigrants dropped off was 1,150, compared to this week of 1,029. While the number of migrants and the COVID positivity rate continues to fluctuate, city staff continues working with local, state, and federal agencies in anticipation of an increase. The facility at Ansaldúas Park remains operational with under 200 immigrants and a capacity to increase to 750 if necessary. The City of McAllen and its partners remain vigilant for any changes in the numbers. We hope you enjoyed this recap of your McAllen City Commission meeting. Meetings are set for the second and fourth Monday of each month. We also air the entire meeting on the McAllen Cable Network, Spectrum 1300, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.